Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about cutting in line, that is. So you ever been in line with somebody and they just kind of bypassed the system and went to the front of the line? I mean, I'll never, ever get over how frustrated that makes me. But listen to what Matthew's gospel has to say about who's first and who's last. In Matthew 19:30, the gospel writer says, "But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." I mean, go to any elementary school and watch a teacher tell those kids to form a straight line, and chances are good, you know what? They're all going to clamor to be first in line. I can remember, I've still got this video from one of those old tiny little cameras we used to have to take video of our kids, of Amelia, my daughter. She and her sister are in this gymnastics class, and you can hear Amelia's voice all across the whole gym as she cuts across every line at every point in the circle of different gymnast activity. And you can hear her voice at every station go, "I'm first, I'm first." It's built within us. I mean, in the process, what happens when we clamor to be first in line is we model what society has taught us, that greatness means coming in first. Well, in Matthew 18:4 and in Matthew 19:30, the Lord Jesus addressed the subject of greatness. And clearly his concept of coming in first cut across the grain with the mindset of his day, and I promise you, even more so today. John Calvin offered a pretty interesting comment regarding greatness. He was fascinated with our preoccupation, which wasn't limited to the first century, but now spans into our 21st century. John Calvin said, and I'll quote, "The disciples were too accustomed to the common habits of men. Each one wanted the first place. But Christ regarded as worthy the man who forgot his superiority and humbled himself. He declares that they are greatest who abase themselves, lest we should think we lose anything when we willingly surrender all greatness. From this, we may gather a brief definition of humility. He is truly humble, who neither claims anything for himself, over or against God, nor proudly speaks superiority over his brothers, but desires only that Christ be the head and he have preeminence." The single greatest thing I've dealt with in my life is not the troubles of others or this world. It is in my own walk with humility. It's not a highly regarded commodity in our success-oriented world, is it? I mean, we live in a world where backstabbing and ladder climbing is actually rewarded and become accepted as behaviors in a society who wants to be first. If you listen to the world, you're going to hear the message, greatness consists of how many you lead. But if you listen to God's voice, you'll hear just the opposite. Greatness consists of how many you serve. You can push to the head of the line and receive the world's applause, or you can give up your place in line and you can hear God say, "Well done, my faithful servant." The servant of God always knows their place. I trust you have a great day, and I thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.